This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. It is that time, ladies and gentlemen, to get to a fantasy football update. It's that season. It's brought to us by the delicious, the exquisite Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Oh, yeah.
It's America's favorite vodka for a reason, distilled 6 times till it's just right. And boy,
the silent friend. Mwah. Mix it with some lemonade. Mix it with your favorite juice. You know how we like to do it.
Yes, sir.
And it sneak up on you.
You know, I think there's some Tito's over there. We should probably get some of that.
Wait.
I feel like one of the promotions, they got like a box of Tito's. We should have some visuals here, you know?
I think it's just the box.
They moved it.
There might be
because I tried to get some.
Oh. Well, you know, maybe like a little refresher. Anyway, Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Incorporated, Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
Is that the one with the commercial vodka flavored vodka?
I don't know.
You remember that commercial? I think it's a Tito's commercial.
Love Tito's, man.
He loves commercials.
Tito's and lemonade. Oh man.
I love commercials. I opened myself up to a whole different style of music based on movies and commercials. Yep.
You are very good at that.
So you're easily influenced by the screen.
No. I like the music.
Yeah. Okay.
Texas.
2 days. Oh, yeah. Wait.
So
especially if you get that movie theater ice, you know, the ice that kind of soaks up the juice a little bit. You know what I'm talking about. My wife calls it pregnancy ice
because
the
ice?
Chips, like, yeah, Chick-fil-A ice.
They got a crushed ice machine now in the office. I got rid of it.
Yeah, they do.
You're welcome.
Where? Here?
Mm-hmm. Right by the sink.
Yep.
Yes, you were crushed amazed ice. By it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you could scoop it.
Because I finally didn't have to fill ice trays. I was so happy.
Oh, so really? It was funny because I kind of started that whole conversation.
Really?
I was asking for ice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, you know what? We should have an ice machine for ice coffee.
You know, before we start adding office stuff, why don't we fill the office with workers?
Yeah, they're here today.
Oh, yeah, it's Thursday.
I got some delicious Bluebell ice cream. You know what? Ice cream in the morning, underrated.
Hey.
Now that I realized.
Put a scoop in your coffee.
All right. I like the way you think. Anyway, fantasy update.
You don't have to put sugar, cream, nothing. Just take your scoop and then.
The thing is, I like my coffee tasting like coffee, like gruel. Yeah.
The way I like my Tito's drinking, tasting like Tito's.
Exactly,
oh,
dude.
Just do on the rocks?
It's pretty good.
I don't think I've ever drank vodka.
See, I used to do that.
Straight, it's straight. Wow,
but you can,
you
don't
up in your mouth a little bit.
But here's the thing: you don't feel like you can pace yourself better, like when you taste it. Because I feel like if you're drinking it with lemonades and
no, you're down in
mixers,
it.
Oh,
you're
no,
like,
hey,
boom, 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 boom.
Right. If you're drinking it with lemonade or especially strawberry lemonade, that tap on your shoulder is coming
right
in a couple of hours.
That fruit juice.
You know what's really good with lemonade?
Yeah.
Whiskey.
Yeah.
Whiskey and lemonade. Yeah, they call it a, it's called a Tennessee lemonade.
Is that what they call it?
Jack Daniels and lemonade. Yeah.
Well, speaking of our fantasy update brought to us by Tito's, Mike McDaniel. You can't get one by him, dude, because yesterday he was not happy that he felt people were trying to sneak some questions about him about fantasy.
Mike, I wanted to ask about a specific rookie, Ollie Gordon. Just what are your goals for him this season? You know, I was doing some research and I saw that all the Dove Award winners, if they, of the last decade, if they played one game, have at least 900 yards in one season. Yeah. So I'm just curious what your...
Oh, man.
What your...
My serious marks.
This smells like a fantasy football question. Yeah.
I may or may not have drafted Ollie.
I can appreciate your creative nature. And, you know, I think as I'm employed by the National Football League.
See?
So, you know, I'm not against fantasy football.
I feel like just give him a minus one.
Wait. Wait. Mm-hmm. You don't give Mike a minus one. That reporter gets a minus one.
Well, that's why I called him out.
Him a minus one.
Minus
you can't
one.
Ask it. You think he's going to get over 900 yards?
Give or take, Mike. How many carries this week?
Right. Really? And I bet you that kid is not over 35.
A wee lad?
Yeah. Because only a young person would have the stones to go in there and just ask.
No, he could be. Listen. He could have been somebody from Channel 7. I think he might have said his name.
Hold on. Okay.
Mike, I wanted to ask about a specific rookie, Ollie Gordon. Just what are your goals for him
that kid's
this season?
I
saw that all the Dove Award winners, if they, of the last decade, if they played one game,
on the back of his research,
at least 900 yards in one season.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious what your...
Oh, man.
What your...
My serious marks.
This smells like a fantasy football question. Yeah.
I may or may not have drafted Ollie.
I can, and I appreciate your creative nature. And, you know, I think as I'm employed by the National Football League, so, you know, I'm not against fantasy football.
Wow. Snuff that out.
That it's a young guy, but that person's been in this market for a bit.
All right. Well, Ollie Gordon. He's not going to have more carries than Devon Achane.
He might.
No. But I would say this. I'm a big believer in winning the game that is in front of you, right? Sometimes this becomes a physical game, and as a running back, your other back is kind of finding his way through there a little bit easier. So he may end up with more carries than Achane, and it has nothing to do with ability or who's number one. It just has to do with when you see the game and the game is played, you win that game. And if one guy's having success, you just kind of keep going with it. It used to happen with me and Robert all the time.
His over-under, though, is set at 21.5. It feels like an easy win.
21.5 what?
Rushing yards for Sunday, Ollie Gordon. What do we think? Into a parlay.
I think he's going to go over that simply because he's going to have a lot of opportunities, right? Because I think, like, when you want to set the tone for your season, right, there's no better way of setting it than setting it up with a big bruising, you know, up the middle, get after you type run game. Now, I will say this, and I said this when camp started, when Achane was, you know, the first preseason game. Achane runs the ball hard inside the tackles. He's just not as big as Ollie Gordon. But your size has nothing to do with your physicality. Case in point, Honey Badger's tiny.
Right.
But he would still knock fools out. So it doesn't, one doesn't, everybody.
Not the size of the badger in the fight, dude.
We ain't going to make it.
What?
Now, we ain't going to make it. If you.
No, I mean, we
are not going to make
it. I'm co-signing. We're agreeing.
No, don't. I don't want your.
Why not? You just made the point.
I don't want your co-sign. But I'm saying this, right? We all associate physicality with size. Don't. It's about a mindset. So Achane has been running the ball physical. Very physical this camp. and you could see it, and I pointed it out. But yeah, Ali should see. Ali will be on the goal line back, short yards, third and fourth and one. Yeah, but sometimes you put him in there and get a spell, he gets hot, and he might have one series where he has 30 yards rushing.
There are some tasty Ali Gordon props. Like, if you think he's going to have a big game, like him to go over 80 plus 900. Seems, I mean, like.
That's it's, a, that. Here's the problem, though. What if they are bringing Achan back slowly?
Mm-hmm.
And although you think he's 100%, you only limit him to 10, 12 carries.
Right.
And you run about 30
And you know how – well, it's always tough with Devon Achane rushing yards too, because you know it's going to be kind of like a 60-40 on receptions too. Like they right. do like using him in the pass game.
Exactly. And they call them runs, which I hate. Listen, a pass is a pass. The run is the run. Don't throw a pass and say it's just like the run. It's not. I deal with that at home when my vegan younglings in the house talking about it tastes just like.
Hmm.
Hey, mm-mm. It tastes like they have these things called oyster mushrooms.
Oh, my wife tried this week.
You fry them, and they taste just like oysters. I said, if I had my choice, I'd go just oyster.
My wife tried that this week with some pasta dish that she made, and it was like chickpea pasta or something like that.
Oh yeah, that yeah.
And I was like,
so they make you try to they make you eat
it's
it?
Not fluffy. It's just like bleh. It's like a wet it's like a wet rope in your on your plate.
She's like, tasteless, just like it, right? No. And I'm like, yeah, just
yeah,
like
they
it.
Like, but I don't understand. I don't have to like it, right?
So disappointed.
Wait, time out. They force y'all to eat it?
No, they, well, so here's the deal.
They ate it.
No. I tried it. You tried it. Like,
and
did
and
you
I
take
said,
a-
Oh, it tastes just like an oyster. Say, oh, it's called oyster mushroom.
Right.
I said, I eat an oyster. Right? Like, I don't, like, and it's okay. It's okay. Listen, you don't have to sell me on not eating meat. Okay? Do you? I'm cool with that. I'm going to respect that.
Right.
But don't, like, look down upon me because I got a Brontosaurus burger in front of me.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the part.
But you look down upon them.
No.
You have done that before.
What? Because my whole refrigerator got meat-like stuff in it?
You can have your
this
own section.
This is a carnivore house.
Exactly.
Thank you.
The vegan section of my refrigerator should be here.
It should be a mini fridge.
It should be a drawer.
It should be like a mini fridge elsewhere.
That's my beef. I don't have a problem with people being vegan.
By the way, I like how you
I
use...
do not have a problem. I don't. I don't have a problem with people being vegan. I'm cool with it.
Sexy Sauce says...
But why they got to try to sell us? I don't try to sell you on meat.
I don't know. LOL, I made chickpea pasta the other day. It looked deceivingly good, but the taste, not so much. Texture is
weird. It doesn't have... Right, because it doesn't have like the softness. Like... All that stuff tastes al dente.
Wait, you ate a dog treat?
Tate South says, you ate a dog treat. Were you in the puppy section?
Oh, my God.
It looked like a Nutter Butter, Dade South.
With the bone on it.
No, I thought it was a Nutter Butter. You know how the Nutter Butters are shaped? They're kind of shaped like a bone. Is a Nutter Butter not shaped
kinda?
Like a bone?
Kinda.
It is kinda. I wasn't getting into specifics. I was like, ooh, a Nutter Butter. Haven't had one of these in years. I'm mm-hmm. like, hey, mm-hmm. Mel, it's not even sweet.
Oh, my God.
It's a dog bone, you idiot.
Yuck.
Oh, my God. Wait, you don't see the puppy on the package? I'm like, no, it's dark. Just saw the picture of the Nutter Butter.
You know, that might be the first sign of CTE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.